what's going down, y'all. Oh, that music. We haven't heard that in such a long time here in 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's The Download, and it's time. It's Tuesday night for The Worst. This, of course, where we complain, bemoan about the worst things in our society for prizes. That's essentially the bit, right?
Yes.
That's it. 312-981-7200. You can call in or you can text what you think is the worst. Joining me in studio tonight, two comedians from Chicago and regulars to The Worst, Soli Santos.
Hello.
Soli, good to see you. She will be at the Public House Theater on November 27th for the Be Happy, Forget About the Election variety show, the Public House Theater at 3914 North Clark Street. Also, Blake Burkhart. He's the guy who does Comedians You Should Know at Timothy O'Toole's right here in Streeterville, right around the corner on Ontario.
Yep.
9:30 on Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, big show. Everyone's back for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we have two original cast members in, Mike Leibowitz and Joe Kilgallen, two of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Great show.
Oh, yeah.
A classic Chicago stand-up show.
Every Wednesday night.
And also does a podcast for the Laugh Factory and Laugh Factory Network. Good to see you guys. All right, 312-981-7200. We got some great prizes to give away to the top three contestants tonight who give us the best, the worsts. I've got some great things for treetime.com. I've also got something about the Cubs, the commemorative hardcover book. We did the segment last week on this. And also Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lots to give away tonight. So let's get to it. 312-981-7200. Also, I have to say, we probably we're in a new era of the worst. So right away, the first one that comes in, the first five that have come in have been Donald Trump.
Of course.
It's like, no, this is a non-Donald Trump. We're not going to do that. That's not going to be the worst. We're not going to do political figures. You got to come up with you got to work a little bit harder, right, Pete? Pete Zimmerman joins us. Pete always kicks us off.
That's right.
You don't do a Donald. Your worst tonight is not
political.
A Donald Trump.
Right? No.
All right.
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Restaurants that make their own ketchup.
Oh my God.
Just give me the Red Heinz. Don't try to be fancy with your homemade artisanal business. Just Heinz.
Are there really restaurants that do like did they put it on the menu? Like, is it an extra fee?
No, it just it comes with your fries and you dip and you're like, what is it?
It tastes a little weird.
Yeah.
There's something a little off with them. I know what you're talking about. And it's a weird red color. It's not the same.
Right. Yes. It's the worst.
The worst.
I agree with
pointless.
You.
All right, there you go. 773 chimes in to start with. You know what's the worst? Gum under the tables in restaurants.
That was one of the ones I was going to bring up. Yeah.
See? Great.
Good for that guy.
Alike.
Yeah.
There you go.
I can't believe we still have to talk about that.
I know. It's 2016.
You'd think only children would do something
right.
like that.
If Donald Trump really wanted to endear himself to many, it would be to get rid of the gum underneath tables in restaurants.
Who's
doing that? Happened to me earlier this week because I'm a personal trainer. I had a clipboard while I was training somebody. I put it on a windowsill at the gym where I work at. And when I went to lift up the clipboard, there was gum stuck underneath. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wanted to fight somebody.
I put my hand on a railing going upstairs and felt gum immediately, so I wrote that down.
Oh, I love it. We are absolutely
synced up.
We are synced up on a gumster, the worst gum, just gum in general. All right, let's start with you guys. Blake, what do you got for the worst this week?
All right, the worst is being a Chicago Bears fan who is also not a Cubs fan, a White Sox fan. So.
Yeah.
Cubs fans probably could care less that the Bears are the worst team.
I can't tell you how many Cubs fans I've talked to who said they just started watching the Bears. I think it was during the Buccaneers blowout, one of the worst games in Bears modern day history.
Yeah.
And that's the one where like, hey, the World Series is over. I guess I'll get back to the Bears.
I heard all that.
They should
just sit the season out. The Cubs fans should just be happy and don't bother watching this.
They just keep going
back.
It's
all I have now.
That's all. At least you got the Blackhawks and the Bulls, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Soli, what do you got?
Well, being that Thanksgiving is this
All
Thursday.
Right, yes, here we go.
I felt the need to throw in some of those. When you get there and you're ready to eat your favorite dish, and for some reason your mom didn't make it that year.
Oh.
That is the worst.
You don't coordinate ahead of time?
Well, I mean, sometimes she does her thing, and I just let her do her thing, because I'm not participating in the cooking, so I don't want to put pressure on, making requests. but when it doesn't happen, my heart is broken inside.
You should do what my family does, which is just complain about it vocally for like 2.5 hours. It just becomes bits. It becomes a bit, which is never
I didn't say I didn't complain about it. I'm just saying.
Good, good. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Marie. Marie, what's the worst, Marie?
Dried pizza that's brought to you during the holidays as a gift.
What?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like where they like dry seal, like air seal it. A lot of it's for people who like live in LA and they're like, I always want Chicago pizza. Well, here it is. That kind of thing.
Tasted more like glue and cement.
Glue and cement.
Oh, no.
All right, Marie. Well, that's terrible. Okay. Well, that is the worst. Glue and cement is the worst when it's supposed to be Chicago pizza. Appreciate you calling in. Paul, what's the worst, Paul?
Hey, I'm a big fan of puns, and the worst is when the Sun-Times front page does not have a pun.
They do that. What would you say is the pun ratio for the Chicago Sun-Times?
It's got to be 90%.
90%. So 4 out of 5 days a week, they're like, well, you know what? Let's go with a pun.
Yeah.
Even though we get the Chicago Sun-Times paper copy here, I read it online now. Are they still doing the weather word, like in the left-hand corner of the front page?
I think it's in the upper right or something, yeah.
There's always there's puns in that too, right?
Well, whether you like them or not.
That's good. All right, thanks, Paul. Thanks for the call. There you go. So we're getting already off to a good start. Lots of texts coming in. 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get some more in. Stay with us. Very, very exciting that so many people are coming out of the woodwork to talk about the worst. It's been too long. This has become a cathartic experience for Chicagoland. The worst we play every Tuesday night here. We haven't had a chance to play because of Blackhawks games, the election, everything in between since October. Soli Santos and Blake Burkhardt bring us back. Regulars here on the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Celeste. Celeste, what's the worst, Celeste?
The worst is setting your TV to record Madam Secretary and getting the last ticking clock of 60 minutes. And then the great, is it the Survivor? I don't know. We're on this. Two people are out in couples trying to beat other couples all over the world. I'm not watching that crap.
So you DVR and it is an extra, like CBS's clock is off by like 10 seconds or 30 seconds.
But you know, if you go on the guide, it tells you it's supposed to be Madam Secretary.
Don't get me started, Marie.
And then you have to go on demand and you're stuck with the commercials and you cannot fast forward through them.
I hear you, Celeste. Thank you for that. It's the worst.
Hey,
thank you for that.
Thanks for taking my call. Yep, have a great evening. Bye-bye.
That's I've complained about DVR the worst for a long time. You know what's the worst than that is when you DVR a sporting event. I've done this with Bears games. And the game goes over the time allotted, and you're watching your DVR, and you're like, this is going to end before the game does. But you're watching it in past. So you don't get the last minute of the game, and that's just a ruined experience.
How have they not made it so that they know everyone wants to see the end of the game? They know that.
Right.
Can they just automatically record? Because that happens to me more often than not. It's
like
terrible.
I say, man, Donald Trump, you know, if there's one thing, there's a lot of things that can be fixed. I'm looking forward to a president-elect Trump.
Maybe he'll be good for things
he'll be
like
good.
That.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, you know, to fix the DVR situation we have in this country. There's a
I'd
lot
love
he
to hear
do.
Him mention
if
DVR.
He does anything, if he does anything during his presidency, right?
Yeah,
right? Let it be that.
Hey, you know what? If that's
priorities,
what I feel like that's what he ran on.
I like your priorities.
Somewhere, yeah.
312-981-7200. All right, let's go back to the panel. Soli, what do you got? Give us another the worst.
When you try to fry a turkey and you set your garage on fire.
Yeah. That's
the worst.
Have you actually done that?
No, thank goodness. But we've had some close calls. Actually, a friend of mine tried to do it one year, and I jumped like 10 feet back.
You see the YouTube videos of it, especially when they're deep frying a turkey, and you see that all the time. But I've never actually done it. The worst I've ever done when it's come to like kitchen mishaps, and I can't live this one down. It always gets brought up in my family, is I was cooking a frozen pizza one time, and I didn't recognize, I was home alone, that my wife had put a candle on the oven, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
It's really annoying place to put a candle, but it was decorative. So I did the pizza and I wasn't paying attention, and the candle melted onto the oven and went into the slots behind it.
Oh, no.
So, like, it essentially ruined the oven. So every time you turn the oven on, it smelled like burnt candle.
Sure.
It was vanilla. It was vanilla. So it wasn't, I could argue it made the kitchen smell better. But we had to get a new oven after a while.
No.
I know. And I was I was so mad at myself for not seeing it, but I was also mad that there was a candle on the oven.
Yeah, worst place.
Why is it there?
Such a goofy thing to I don't want to say that.
Worst place in the house.
Your wife doesn't listen to this.
No, she's moved on. But
what a dumb
she's
idea.
She's checking the end of the Bulls game. But it was not my finest hour. All right, Blake, what do you got?
Well, for the single people out there like myself, answering questions about your love life at the Thanksgiving table.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Listen, there's another single person in the house tonight, and you are correct.
Really? Yeah.
That was also on my list. It was what I was – one of them. Yeah.
Who's the culprit? I mean, because it's not going to be your parents necessarily. It's going to be aunts, uncles, grandparents.
Well, the worst part, and it happens every year, is the attention will turn to you. You know, like someone will ask a question, and then you'll respond.
Who's the lonely one at the table?
Right, yeah. You'll respond as best you can, and then you just want that to be the end, and then there's a follow-up
question.
You feel like, yeah, you're on the press junket or something.
Darn it, Blake, what is the problem?
Right.
What's wrong with you that you can't keep a woman?
Yeah, and then they bring up your exes, and they're like, well, what went wrong there? And it's like, well, how much time do you have? Let's go.
Isn't there a Michael Jackson special on we can watch after pie, Grandma?
Awkward.
Yeah, I've never really had that problem. That my family knows enough about my single and my love life and all that kind of stuff that they don't pry.
We don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right. So let's keep going here. Let's go to the text already making me crack up. 214, what's the worst? You know what's the worst? The UP of Michigan. Why is it called UP? There's no LP. And it says, there's just a hand. And while we're at it, let me talk to the hand. Michigan, let it go. It's attached to Wisconsin. Better yet, sell it to Canada. You need the cash. They're really mad about this.
Wow.
I like that.
Leave Michigan alone. Jeez.
I know, right? All right. 331 says, the worst is when you're all set to enjoy a grilled octopus salad purchased at the market. You open up the container to find a fly in it.
No.
$18.95 a pound.
That's when you go back.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's...
And if I worked at that market, I'd be like, you put that fly there.
I know, but I'd be so angry. I'd be like, no.
I've seen this kind of a million times.
You know what?
You'll fly in the octopus salad trick. Huh?
Get out. That's it. Next, you're going to tell me there's gum. Gum underneath the tables. 815 says, when you just get your carpets cleaned and your cat erps up all over it.
Oof.
I like that one, Jan. Thank you for that. Erps.
Yeah, I like that word.
Erps.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I'm making sure that this is a terminus turnus age. Okay. All right. I think this one's appropriate. I'm not sure. It took me a while to read through it. That's why I just had that moment where I'm like, this is going to turn into something rated R, but we're after 10 o'clock. 705 says, the worst is when the business in the front does not match the party in the back. So I'm in line at Target, and in front of me is a young woman with beautiful long blonde hair and long legs and high, high heels, wearing a tight skirt and a sweater. I love, ooh, a sweater. I'm drawn in. After a minute, she turns around, and I almost had to grab her. She was the age of my grandmother.
No.
I love Soli. No, that could have been it. If she was good, if she was actually like 25 and she turned around, you think this guy's like, yes, I'm in. Yeah. Something tells me that there's not a lot of pickups happening at the Target line.
No, I was going to say that. I like he got his hopes up at the line at Target. Like, oh, she's perfect. It's like, well, you're in line.
You're
at
in line
Target,
at the Target.
So, yeah.
Probably not going to go
anywhere. Who she
she's
is.
Not high maintenance. She shops at Target.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, but she sounds pretty hard and high maintenance. She's got long legs and high heels.
Well, if she's 94 and she's dressed like she's 24, well, then that does sound like high maintenance.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Exactly. So I don't know. If I could give some advice to 705, get a number. You know, see where it goes. You're obviously somewhat interested.
Right.
847, the worst is reaching under your desk to pick up what you dropped and coming up with something from the last guy's nose. Ugh. Oh, man.
That's
in the gum varietal.
Yes.
Yep.
Right? Ooh, these are good tonight. 708, The worst is being friendly with the person that works at the laundromat. And then one day you go and she asks me for money.
Awkward.
So I have so many questions to that one. It says being friendly with the person that works at the laundromat. Mm-hmm. So they're friendly with, hey, good to see you. They're at a job. And they're like, hey, can you get any extra scratch? I'm only getting a certain amount an hour for this. Right? It's one thing if you're both were at the laundromat and they're like, listen, I really need some cash. You know, like I'm really hard up. I can barely finish this load of laundry.
Right.
But this person works at the laundromat. And what are we talking about when you're asking for money? Like quarters, dollars?
They got plenty of quarter options. Yeah, right. You can't get some change?
Like a small business loan? What are we asking?
Bust one of the machines open.
It's got to be away.
Right there.
Right.
All right, this is a contender for all these are contenders. These are great tonight. 312-981-7200. All right, I like this one. This one is a top three for me. 262. The worst is when you flip your kayak over after your wife tells you not to go out and you lose your shoes.
That's happened to all of
us. I have so many questions.
I think it's pretty straightforward, Soli. I think his wife goes, don't go out there.
That's every other day.
Yeah, I would not take that kayak out there today. I'm taking the kayak out.
Sober?
Can't tell me what to happen.
Not sober.
Right. No, there's
was
the
this
question.
After an argument? Are you going out there like, yeah, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to go get a. You don't know. Like, there's so many questions. Like, how far did you go with the kayak? Did you live by the river? Like, is it in your backyard? Yeah. Did you, like, drive? Like, did you rent one? Did you go by the lake? Where did this happen?
He's like, he got all mad. And he's like, I'm driving an hour and a half.
Yeah,
to Lake
that's
Ottawa.
My point. And the whole time he's like cursing and talking to himself. She can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do it myself. And then the whole time he's there. And then he
loses his shoes.
Yeah.
Where'd they go? I mean, he just lost them in the water.
And now he's got to go back and be like, what am I going to tell her? She's going to give me like hour and a half drive back.
Don't say anything. He walks in with like wet socks. Don't.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
I learned my lesson. You were right.
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Out.
He's
so
got
good.
Like
so
one
good.
Sock with a toe out.
So good.
Yeah, that one makes me really happy.
It really does.
I do like that one.
That is a good one. All right. Blake Burkhardt, Soli Santos in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news and we'll come back. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. Stay with us. Well, I did it, Rob. I jinxed it.
I wasn't going to say anything
you
until
were,
sports.
You were gonna lead with that story. I was already talking about how this team rivaled, this Bulls team's rivaled the 96-97 Bulls.
Uh-huh. Sure.
They were up 17 in the first quarter. I was like, there's no one stopping. Golden State, who? And then here I am.
Nuggets, baby.
Nuggets come back.
110-107, the final.
The Bulls. All right. I'll never talk of the Bulls again.
Well,
I'm it's like a superstition.
You know, you got cutesy with your little stats there earlier.
With,
you know,
with my Googling.
Nifty little stats.
If there's one thing I learned, it's lose the Googling. Like, no more Googling sports stats.
That's not your fault. They couldn't hold the lead, man.
They couldn't. I do blame this on the players that played the game, not necessarily me in Chicago spouting stats in the first quarter.
What's going down, y'all? My peoples come first. When worse come the worst. When worse come the worst. My peoples come first.
It's the worst here, 720 WGN. Play it every Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, and of course when we have a show. Soli Santos and Blake Burkhardt in studio tonight. Soli is going to be at the Public House Theater on Sunday, November 27th. This Sunday, yeah?
Yes.
The Be Happy, Forget About the Election Variety Show, which is at the Public House Theater, which is 3914 North Clark Street. Also, Blake Burkhardt is the, what would you call it, the host? Are you the host?
I'm part of the team there. There's about six of us.
Comedians You Should Know, which is a classic stand-up showcase here in Chicago, which has been at Timothy O'Toole's a couple years now. Mm-hmm. Around the block here from our studios at Ontario and Fairbanks and Streeterville, Wednesday nights at 9:30. To this Wednesday, tomorrow, of course, a big night. And also does podcasts at the Laugh Factory Network and perform. And Soli's part of the Cates as well. And regulars here on the worst. 312-981-7200. The number to call to get going. Let's go back. Let's get back into the routine. Soli, why don't we start with you? You got any more of the worsts?
Yes.
Of course.
And
you
I'm
do.
Gonna keep the whole Thanksgiving
I love
theme
it.
Going.
I love it.
The worst. The actual history of the origin of Thanksgiving. That's the worst.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live where Kristen Wiig just makes up facts about Thanksgiving in her monologue this weekend? It was pretty funny, but it's playing off the fact that it is pretty...
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a pretty... Well, I mean, I don't... And it, the thing that always got me was the idea that, you know, teaching Thanksgiving, I mean, they obviously are giving thanks, but when you get to the pilgrims and the Indians and the story of Thanksgiving, it always is just ends up being strange construction paper projects for first graders, but there's really not much about the story that goes behind it.
Right.
All right, Blake, what do you got?
Whatever it is in turkey that makes you so tired after you eat it.
Is it tryptophan?
I think it's tryptophan. I almost wrote that down because I know it from the Seinfeld episode, but I wasn't sure if that was accurate or not.
I like how he's like, I learned that word on Seinfeld.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I get all my information from sitcoms, yeah. But it's like you're having a great time talking to people you love, and then you're just like, I can't say another word. Yeah. I have to lay down now.
You'd be like, hey, that was really great.
For me, I'll give it Thanksgiving. The worst, you know what's the worst for Thanksgiving? When the wine's not working. When you get to like, the, you know, like you eat so much in your fourth or fifth glass and you're just nothing's happening and you're just like, now all this is just going to add to the malaise of food and drink and it's not getting me buzzed in any form. And I'm like, why am I drinking this?
I'm still sober.
That's the worst. That's when it doesn't work out. And then I would say the worst is that moment after dessert when you're not sure if it's time to leave, time to go, time to take your pants off. Like you're not sure what to happen. You end up like watching stupid TV that's a special, you know, like some sort of music special. Right. That you're just on and you're like, and it's only 7:30. You don't know what to do. Like, I'd say any time after 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, it's the worst.
It's an awkward thing. Great. Like, how long do I sit here?
How long do I either A, leave?
For a little bit.
Or take my pants off. Like, it's one of those two. Yep. All right, Pete, what do you got for the worst? You want to bring one more to us?
Sure. Well, this is not Thanksgiving related, though. It's just the worst in general. You know what the worst? You know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
Yellow cars.
Just in general?
Yeah. What's the point? Unless you're driving a taxi, go with a blue. And it's always usually like a Hummer or like some souped up, you know, Camaro or something.
Get a regular color. Psychological question, like who goes for the yellow car? Because it is, I mean, you really have to make a stretch to, I mean, it's usually not the car that's going to be on display in any form at the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be like, you got that in yellow?
Right. Or like bright green.
Yeah, right.
It's like, who?
Is there any way I could light up the undercarriage? Is there any way to make that happen?
With neon lighting?
Yeah,
of course. I would, those are all girls are good.
Is there any way I can humiliate myself while I'm driving to work every morning?
Right.
All right, let's go to the line. Let's go to Ken. Ken, what's the worst, Ken?
Okay, so I work at a flower shop, and I had to take a delivery on my way home, but I also work a second job. The ladies kept reminding me, Kenny, don't forget, let's put a note in your card, don't forget. I get done with my second job, drive all the way home, pull in my driveway, I just remembered I need to drive back a half hour back to work to go grab my package and then drive home.
Ah, so just the idea of forgetting to pick something up.
And then having to go out and still do it tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Is that what you're doing right now?
I'm driving back to my
room. Oh, no. He's doing it right now.
It's the current worst. It's the current worst. We
he's
need a bell.
He's living it. He's living it.
We've got a current worst. Oh, Ken, we feel for you, man. Thank you.
Sorry, Ken.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, man. That's where this segment can be somewhat helpful as well.
Therapeutic?
Therapeutic exactly, in the way. Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's terrible.
He's currently living
he's
his
currently
worst
living
right
the
now.
Worst.
Yeah.
You get that a lot on this segment where you get people who will text in or call in to be able to tell us what's happening in the moment. One guy a couple weeks ago, he texted in or he called in saying that he had how do you say this one? This is the one where he was driving to Madison and he was about maybe like half an hour there and he realized he forgot his wallet. Like, which was not only, like, his ATM, his cash, everything, and he didn't know, he was there for business, and he couldn't get any money to come back, so he, like, was, like, without anything, like, and he was explaining that in the moment. So,
that happened to me on a trip to D.C. I didn't realize I didn't have my wallet until I was in Ohio, and I was driving, and I was speeding, and I got pulled over, and I didn't
How do you not know? See, you're like Ellen DeGeneres in the story today that she tweeted out that she forgot her ID at the White House. She was honored today for the special medal of whatever. And she tweeted out, you know, I forgot my ID, so I'm not sure if I can get through security. But I'm Ellen. How do you not bring your ID? to the White House. And how do you not bring your wallet on a trip to D.C.?
I thought it was in my bag.
But don't you? I feel like I should not speak on this topic.
I'm getting in trouble right now.
When I went to, I think I talked about it on the show, when I went to L.A. not too long ago, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I got to the airport and they're like, this license is expired.
See, look who's talking.
And I was like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, it expired on your birthday. My birthday was August. This was like the beginning of September. Like I had gone, had no thought. There was no like, even 2 months before, I wasn't like, oh man, I really have to take care of this at some point. It's just like, I never once checked the date on my ID for anything. Just no fleeting thought. And I was like, wow, huh. They showed it to me. I'm like, huh. And so, but I was renting a car in Oakland. So when I got to California, or to LA or whatever, and I was like, oh shoot, what am I going to do? So I got there and I just played it off like I didn't know. And they still wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me rent the car, obviously, but someone else and I just had to act like I wasn't going to drive it.
That's happened to me before. One time, and this has always bothered me that they enforce this so hard. I think I had like $80 worth of booze on the counter getting ready for a party, and my license was expired when I was like 26 years old. And they're like, we can't say
what?
This. It's expired. And it's like, but it shows my age.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And who would be pulling off this con? Like, who would get the fake ID
that's expired?
Yeah, the 26-year-old balding guy.
That's like, because when I got to the airport, they didn't stop me at the airport. They didn't care. You would think
that would be the place where I would think they'd stop you.
I won't say the name, but it's a very popular Chicago beverage.
Yeah, Depot.
Depot, yeah.
Right.
And they were like, no, absolutely not. And I was like, well, come on, like. Please, like, is there anything you could do? And they were like, no. So I just left. I left it all on the counter.
It was
like,
oh, man.
I had like four big bottles of things and like a 30 rack of beer.
I have this ability to lose things, and I don't know. I really push back. My wife will always be like, no, you do it all the time. I'm like, no, I don't. It's not a thing. And we were just having this argument on the way to the airport. I swear, we got out of security just when I went to New York this weekend, and within 10 seconds, I'm like, where are my headphones? Like, I lost them in 10 seconds. I went back, they're like, they're not here. And I'm like, I just put them in the security thing. They're like, no, I wouldn't see them. I'm like, they're just gone, man.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there might be something about me that might be forgetful. Like, well, I'm starting to realize that.
It's hard with renewing your driver's license because every time I go to the DMV and get a new one and it's like 6 years in the future, it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to be alive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to think about renewing it ever.
A way to live.
That's a great way to live.
But it's like, there's no way I'm going to remember in 5.5 years to renew it because I'm not thinking about it.
Don't they usually send a reminder?
22.
No, but see, they're not now because of the budget crisis.
Don't they email that now?
No, they don't do anything. You're on your own. Welcome to the wild, wild west. George Ryan was sending reminders, but they're not doing it now. That's the big story.
So quick to be like, you're lying.
All right, here we go. 312. Let's get back to the worst. 312-981-7200. The worst is when you're in line at a grocery store and you spot a quarter on the floor that no one sees yet. All you can think about is that darn quarter, but you're too embarrassed to pick it up. Finally, you go for it, but as you come back up to face the stairs of shame, so you quickly try to cover and say, is this yours? You're embarrassed. And this is the best part about this. He says, you quickly try to cover and say, is this yours? And the one person lies and says, yes. So not only is it shame of you picking up the loose quarter, but then you have to give it to the person who lied, and you lose out on the quarter.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
Nobody told you to play it off like that. I would have put it in my pocket. I'd be like, look, I'm sorry.
I get very excited. There's not a lot of shame in me grabbing loose coins.
I'm never going to see those people again.
If there's silver on the ground, I'm like a linebacker.
Yeah.
I'm a Lovie Smith linebacker. I'm jump ball. Like, I'm down. I'm on it. And I'm like, quarter mine.
I usually put my shoe over it real sly and then like pretend see, that's like I'm
the
tying
way,
my shoe.
See, that's the way to do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's so exactly. That's beautiful.
All right, let's go to John. John, what's the worst, John?
Hey, guys. The best of the worst is when you take off your wedding ring that you've had on your finger for 26 years and to wash your hands at an airport and forget to put it back on and get on a plane and fly home.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. There's no way.
As soon as he said he took off that ring, we already knew where that was going.
Do you not get it back? You can't even get it back. Like, there's no way. I'm already in my head trying to think about how that ring.
Believe me.
Essentially me.
I was. Tried.
Yeah, I was mine. I already grabbed it before it was off the. Oh.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. That was it was a tough discussion when I got home.
I was in a public bathroom, baby. I lost my ring. Oh, that's terrible. All right, thanks, John. That's terrible.
All right, guys.
That's a good one. The worst, 312 says, the worst is when your friend calls your pants slacks.
Is that the worst?
It's a good one, right?
That's
really good.
I love the idea of someone getting really mad at that.
Like, how worst. Dare you?
Yeah. Joe calls his pants slacks. That's the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we will crown some winners tonight. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all. Come first, my peoples come first. Come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come first. Come the worst.
So funny. Can't do any bits without anyone calling you out. 630 says, I got a reminder 2 months ago about my license being expired. Yeah, but 630, maybe it's 630. They just got, you know what? They're more organized.
You, I thought I did when I, over the summer. My birthday's in September, and I remember I could have sworn I got one in July.
It doesn't help that the address that was on my license was probably from like 7 apartments ago.
Right.
Well, okay, well then.
I always have that.
Well, then
too,
maybe.
Yeah.
It's still
someone's
at that,
getting my reminder.
That
yeah.
other address.
Yeah. When it says you know, like back L, you know, or yeah. like the I'm living in the garden apartment up in Lincoln Square.
The poor person that lives in that address now has to deal with your junk mm-hmm. mail.
They love it. When I lived in Ravenswood, the kid, there's a family that lived at the, I was up on the third floor, and the family that lived on the first floor, the kid was coming of age, 15, 16 years old, and he just had figured out, this was right when the internet was kind of starting, late 90s. Hmm. He had figured out how to essentially sign me up for all of the free video games, free CD collection, free. So, like, essentially my identity was being stolen by the 16-year-old downstairs. And it was so obvious by what I was getting bills for.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Mountain Dew challenge or whatever. I'm like, okay, you know that I get the bill for that.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. You can get the 12-pack of Mountain Dew for 6 months of $59.95. I was like, yeah, so. All right. So anyway. All right, we're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. We've got a lot of prizes to give away tonight. We've picked our top three, so let's get to the prize list. Number three is going to get a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Number two is going to get a hardcover commemorative book on the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. At 192 pages, it's the biggest book available on the historic season with a free poster inside, produced by Cubs fans for Cubs fans. This is the book Cubs fans have been waiting for their whole life. Get yours online at champsonly.com and use the promo code WGN to save 15% with free shipping. And number one is going to get a certificate for a desktop sports-themed artificial Christmas tree of your choice with white micro lights from Tree Time Christmas Creations on Pepper Road in Lake Barrington or at treetime.com. All right. Before we give away the give the answers, I want to thank Soli Santos. She will be at the Public House Theater this Sunday, November 27th, at the Be Happy, Forget About the Election variety show, the Public House at 3914 North Clark Street. She's also an ensemble member of the comedy group The Cates, and you can see her at Laugh Factory and other places all over town. Blake Burkhart is one of the ensemble members of The Comedians You Should Know, which is every Wednesday night at Timothy O'Toole's here in Streeterville, 9:30 tomorrow night, of course, and also does the podcast at the Laugh Factory as part of the Laugh Factory Podcast Network and does stand-up all over town. All right. Did I get all that right? Here we go. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay, so we're giving away third. We'll get the Lou Malnati's pizza. This comes from 705. The worst is when the business in the front does not match the party in the back. So I'm in line at Target in front of me, and the young woman with beautiful long blonde hair and long, I love the description here, and long high heels. That's high. That's double high. Wearing a tight skirt and a sweater. I'm drawn in. After a minute, she turns around, and I almost had to grab her. She was the age of my grandmother. I don't know. The descriptive writing really did this one
yes,
for me.
Of course. Because there's a good visual there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I... know if that's the worst, because I don't know what would be the best in that scenario. She turned around and she was 22. I don't know if you found your future wife. I just have a feeling you're just going to put your head down and go, don't look at her in the eye, whatever you do. All right, so that's third. Second tonight, 331. The worst is when you're all set to enjoy a grilled octopus salad purchased at the market. You open up the container and you find a fly in it. $18.95 per pound. I love the fact that it's not just the food has a fly in it from the market, but then you got to throw in the actual price per pound.
That's high per pound.
Yeah, yeah. But I can see why at 18. Yeah.
But why wouldn't you just say the worst is when you're set to enjoy an expensive grilled octopus salad? Like throwing the, it's very Chicago to throw the how much it was a pound.
Yeah, that is a Chicago
on the back end. Like yeah. You know, just it's $18.95 a pound. You know, if it's $12.95, I'd be okay. I'd just take the fly out of there. But we're talking $18.95. It's a lot, and that's a lot. All right. Good. All right. So, drum whirl. Number one tonight, the number one here playing on the worst goes to our favorite from 262. The worst is when you flip your kayak over after your wife tells you not to go out and you lose your shoes. And we tried to get 262 on a line. They're not answering their phone because we had so many questions.
No. That's going to haunt me now.
I was saving. I think I just did, like, right there, just a little extended dance for 2 minutes by going slow to try and get 262 on a line because we have so many questions.
Yeah.
So many.
This might have to be an off-air conversation because I just want to know, like, are they experienced kayakers? Yes. What do you got, Pete? I mean...
Was this the first time that his wife told him not to take that kayak or the 20th time?
Right. There's some history there.
How many shoes has he lost kayaking? Was this the first pair?
He said he called. He just texted right now saying that he just got to work or he would call in.
Oh.
There was beer involved.
Oh. Of course there was.
Oh, you can't. Beer kayaking, not good. Drinking and kayaking.
Hence the short lost answer, shoes. Yeah. That explains.
Yeah. Shoes are, yeah. Are probably lucky that it was only the shoes, right?
Right. Good for him for giving a short, concise explanation.
He gave it to us right there.
That was there. That did kind of answer like multiple questions. Yep. It was like, of course. Now that makes sense.
Really, all the questions we've asked tonight are answered with, well, there was beer involved.
You're like, okay, well, great. The end.
There's still, but I need to know, like, is it a lake house? Like, did he have to travel? Did he load the kayak up on the top?
I agree.
Did he get so mad?
Was it already in there? Right. Does he have the kayak in his garage and he was putting it in all like, oh, I'm not going to lose on what she says. You know,
was it like the thing where he just popped up off his Lazy Boy at 11:30 at night on a Sunday? He's like, you know what I want to do?
Yeah, kayak. Exactly.
He's like, don't you dare.
Yeah.
I'm going to go load it up. I'm going to go drive an hour to the lake and see what happens.
How long have they been married?
What kind of shoes were they?
Because that could really affect how, you know, how many times you're going to go with the beer and the kayak and the long shoes.
I mean, if they're 30 years in, he's just like,
I don't care what
white noise,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
If it's first year, then it's a little bit different, right?
Yeah. How many times do I got to tell you to not go out there with a kayak and he's just still going out there, you know?
So many questions for Solely Santos, Blake Burkhardt. Thanks so much for being in studio.
Thank you, as always.
It was a blast.